ودل على كل أمر حميد. فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين وعلى التابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربي يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا عليم يا فتاح. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My most respected ulama, hufaz, elders and friends, all praise rajut to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through His mercy, we are seated here today as believers in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enjoying the special month of Ramadan. Salutations be upon the noble master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected friends, if you utter the word dream holiday to any person, then immediately each person's mind runs to the most idyllic destination on their bucket list. It may be a secluded beach resort on an island, white sand, tall palm trees, clear blue waters. For others, it's a secret chalet deep in the mountains with the sights and sounds of the waterfall and fresh water flowing rivers. For some, a dream holiday entails roughing it out in a tent in the bush, having a scuttlebrite to cook on, and the entire bush for a lavatory. But be it as it may, each person is different, and every person has a different holiday that is their dream holiday. The saddest part of any holiday is the day it comes to an end. Faces drop, the smiles disappear, and immediately the yearning begins, when will we come again? Today we will speak about that destination which each person has an equal chance of reaching. And those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favors to enter them therein, they will remain forever. And that is none other than Jannah. Brothers, on the day of Qiyamah, people will be in a state of panic. People will be drowning in worry for having spent time in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not in His obedience. The reality will hit home that, listen, now there is no second chance. But people will wish and hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them back to this world so that they may do it right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alludes to this in the Quran. In Surah Al-Sajdah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الظَّالِمُونَ نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ رَبَّنَا أبصرنا وسمعنا فرجعنا نعمل صالحا إنا موقنون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذِ الْمُجْرِمُونَ. And when you see the mujrimun, the evildoers, meaning on the day of Qiyamah, نَاكِسُوا رُؤُوسِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ, they will bow their heads with humility before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. رَبَّنَا, our Lord, they will now confess, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord. أَبَصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا, we've seen now and we've heard. We've realized now. فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا, please return us back. We will do it right. إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ, the reality has now hit home. Now if the situation will be like that, and each person will come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer, اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا, the dua we read, Allah, make our reckoning easy. And what does an easy reckoning mean? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it's as if when you come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, peruse through the book and write, go to Jannah. So we make the dua, اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا. So can you imagine that person, what will his joy be? What joy will engulf him when he receives his book in his right hand? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala projects the scene in the Quran. In Surah Al-Haqqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَ. The one who will receive his book in his right hand on the day of Qiyamah, such jubilation will fill his heart that he will scream out, Ha umu, come, screaming to the people, Ukra'u kitabiya, read my book, read my results. Picture a student who puts in the hard yards throughout the year, or a businessman who tirelessly works day and night, and then that student, when he receives his results and it is satisfactory, or he obtains his degree, his master's, his PhD, or that businessman reaches his targets for the year, how happy do they feel? That they want to tell everyone at home, the family, the friends, and listen, we did it, you know, made it. So now what about that person who makes the effort in this life, who tries daily to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and on that day, the final test in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he receives his books in his right hand, then how happy will that person be? Now those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destines for Jannah, and as they will be taken towards Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the scene in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Az-Zumar, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for those who adopted taqwa, who were Allah fearing in this world, they will be driven towards Jannah. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا, until they come to Jannah. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا, its doors will be open for them. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا, the gatekeeper of Jannah will tell them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ, he will make salam to them, peace to you. طِبْتُمْ, you loved good, you are pure. فَدْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ, so enter and live in Jannah forever. Imagine this massive group of Jannatis being treated like VIPs in entourages and convoys. The sense will be euphoria, excitement, appreciation, you know, total joy, total relaxation. And then they come to the door of Jannah, and Allah and the gatekeepers tell them, Salamun alaykum. Now come, go in and enjoy yourselves forever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those people. There is a hadith in Sahih Muslim, narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu an, who said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the first group of people who will enter Jannah will shine like the 15th moon. Those who will enter after them will radiate like the brightest star in the sky. And thereafter, each person or each group will be on different levels. Jannah itself, Jannah has 8 doors. Jannah has how many doors? Jannah has 8 doors. Now describing the doors or the gates of Jannah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the gate panels of one gate of Jannah, the gate panels for one gate of Jannah is as long as the distance of traveling for 40 years. So just the gate panels of one gate of Jannah is as long as the distance of traveling for 40 years. The first person who will enter Jannah will be none other than Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first ummah to enter Jannah will be his ummah. And from his ummah, the first person from his ummah will be none other than Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu. There's a hadith which comes in Sahih Muslim narrated by Anas radiallahu an, who said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ati babal jannati yawm al qiyamah fa astaftihu. Fayaqulu al khazin, man anta? Faaqulu Muhammad. Fayaqulu bika umirtu la aftahu li ahadin qablak. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I will come to the doors of Jannah on the day of Qiyamah, and I will ask for it to be opened. The gatekeeper of Jannah will ask, who are you? I will say, Muhammad. And then the gatekeeper will say, it is only for you that I have been commanded to open these doors. I will never open these doors for anyone before you. Subhanallah. Brothers, when we take an international flight, and if we fly in economy class, then people tell us, get there early, lines might be long, don't have problems, you don't have stresses. So we leave nice and early, you know, they say 3 hours before usually, and now we're in the check-in line, gradually the line is building. And then you see this group of people walking, and they go straight to the first class counter. No hassles, no rush. Calmly they are checked in and they are gone in. Then when we come to the boarding gates, the announcement is made, all first class passengers are requested to board. So again, they don't have to stand in a line. Few people, they go, they are ushered in, and sometimes they have a different entrance into the aircraft. Now, on the day of Qiyamah, for those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enter into Jannah with no hisab, with no reckoning, they will enter from an exclusive gate that no one else will enter from. There's a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu an, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell me, O Muhammad, admit from your ummah those who did not have to give account, enter them from this exclusive right-hand gate. And the rest of the people, they will enter from the other gates like normal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those people. Once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was describing the different doors of Jannah to the Sahaba. So he told them, there will be a door for those who spent in charity. There will be a door for those who were punctual on their salah. There will be a door for those who strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There will be a door for those who fasted constantly. So Abu Bakr radiallahu an asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the purport is, he said, what he meant is by Allah, as long as a person makes it into Jannah, he won't be worried which door calls him. As long as he makes it, he'll be happy. But will there be any person who all 8 doors of Jannah will call him? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. And I hope, talking to Abu Bakr, I hope that you will be one of them. Subhanallah. What an honor. Can we imagine on the day of Qiyamah, 8 doors, telling Abu Bakr radiallahu an, come, enter from me, enter from me. You know? But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he has given us an easy prescription so that even myself can earn this great status. What is it? There's a hadith, عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد يتوضأ فيبلغ أو فيسبغ الوضوء ثم يقول أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله إلا فتحت له أبواب الجنة الثمانية يدخل من أيهما شاء. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu an narrated from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, none of you performs a perfect wudu, performs a complete perfect wudu. And then he reads the dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh, except that all 8 doors of Jannah will be open for him, and he can enter from whichever one he wants. How easy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it for us. In the Holy Quran, many, many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah. In Surah Al-Dukhan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونٍ يَلْبَسُونَ مِنْ سُودُسٍ وَإِسْتَبْرَقٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ كَذَلِكَ وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا الْمَوْتَ إِلَّا الْمَوْتَةَ الْأُولَى وَوَقَاهُمْ عَذَابَ الْجَحِيمِ فَضْلًا مِّن رَّبِّكَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Jannah. We'll come to the translation later, inshallah. Now, under these verses, in Ma'ariful Quran, Mufti Muhammad Shafi, Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate his status. What an easy, beautiful commentary of the Quran that has been translated into English for all of us to benefit from. He says that in these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs people that Jannah will have all the blessings that ensures one's basic needs are covered. Example, a nice dwelling, fine clothing, a lifetime spouse, good food, knowledge that it will remain forever, and total assurance from fear. So total assurance of safety. So let us analyze a few of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي مَقَامٍ أَمِينٍ. Most certainly the muttaqeen, the Allah-fearing people, will be in safe and secure abodes. Brothers, in Jannah, there will be no fear. There will be no worries. We live in a world where we are constantly fearing for our lives, for our families' lives. Today you have higher walls, electric fencing, alarm systems, secured compounds, biometrics when you enter, security companies who have the latest technology, who have the latest weaponry, yet you still hear stories and you wonder how they got in there. How did the robbers manage to get in there? Today, a high-end client can be escorted in a bulletproof car with eyes in the sky, yet he can still be hijacked. This is the world we live in. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it like that because it is a test for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ. Most certainly we are going to test you through fear. Most certainly we are going to test you through fear. And that what differentiates Jannah. And that Jannah will be a place of total safety. A person won't have to constantly look over his shoulder, watching the camera, having the finger on the panic button. No, a person will be in total safety. Another favor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ. That in Jannah, the people of Jannah, they will ask in it for whichever type of fruit they want, and they can eat it with total relaxation. In this world, if you go to a restaurant or on a holiday and they serve you breakfast, then when you get to the breakfast buffet, you see a large variety of foods. You see fruits, juices, eggs, cereals, breads, rolls. And then if you go for a dinner buffet, there's a station for poultry, for meat, for seafood, for vegetarians, for junk food like pizzas. Then on top of that, there's ice cream, there's desserts. So what we tell ourselves, let's pace it. Eat a bit of everything so that we enjoy it all. But the reality is, the eye selects more than the tank can fill. And then of course, you know, I have to watch my sugar, I have to watch my cholesterol, I don't want to feel bloated, just now I get nauseous. In Jannah, people can eat how much they want. There won't be fears of health concerns, health risks. There won't be worries of bloating. There won't be worries of feeling nauseous. There will be everything halal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made permissible. You won't have to earn to eat it. It will be there. A person can wish for it and he can enjoy it. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the springs of Jannah, the rivers of Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the example of Jannah, مَثَلُ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وُعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ, the example of Jannah which has been promised to those who have taqwa. فِيهَا أَنْهَارٌ مِّن مَاءٍ غَيْرِ آسٍ, it will have in it rivers of fresh water. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ, in it there will be rivers of milk, the taste of which will never change. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, rivers of wine which will be delectable for the drinkers. وَأَنْهَارٌ مِّن عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, rivers of pure honey. وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا مِن كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ, for them will be different types of fruit. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, and assurance and the knowledge that they have received the forgiveness of their Lord. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikes a parable. كَمَنْ هُوَ خَالِدٌ فِي النَّارِ, is this example, can it ever equate to the one who will remain forever in Jahannam? وَسُقُوا مَاءً حَمِيمًا, he will be made to drink scalded in water. فَقَطَّعَ أَمْعَاءَهُمْ, so hot that it will burn his intestines. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh, when he speaks about the wines of Jannah, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the wines of Jannah free from headaches. It won't clog the mind. It will be pure in its ingredients, yet it will still have all the characteristics that makes it enjoyable for the one who's drinking it. Dhahhak rahmatullah alayh, a famous tabi'i, he narrates from Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, who said that wine in this world has four characteristics. Makes a person drunk, it causes headaches, excessive drinking can lead to urine and can cause one to vomit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purified the wines of Jannah from all of these filthy after effects of alcohol. Now, what will be the first food for Jannah? When a person enters Jannah, what will be the first food that they will be fed? So, there's a hadith in Sahih Muslim that once a rabbi, a Jewish rabbi, came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he asked him, فَمَا تُحْفَتُهُمْ حِينَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ, what will the people be presented when they enter Jannah? Meaning the food. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, زِيَادَةُ كَبِدِ الْحُوتِ, the caudate lobe of fish liver. So then the Jewish rabbi asked him, what will they eat after that? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, there is a bull currently grazing in Jannah. It will be slaughtered and they will consume from that. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what will they drink after that? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, they will drink from a river called Salsabil. And then the Jewish rabbi told him, indeed, you have spoken the truth. Now only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his infinite wisdom knows why these will be the first dishes in Jannah. However, commentators have pondered what could be the possible reason that these are the first dishes in Jannah? So in Ruhul Ma'ani, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayhi writes that scholars pondered on this, and one of the reasons they gave is, in these two dishes, the chordate lobe of fish liver and a bull, is an indication to the end of this worldly life and transcending to the life of eternity. And then they explain. They say the fish is a water creature. The fish is a water creature. So that indicates to the origins of life in this world. And then the bull, being a land creature, indicates how we have to toil and struggle to earn livelihood in this world. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds the people of Jannah these two dishes, it will signal that all of that is now over. And this will be a complete life of relaxation. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said regarding the fruits of Jannah, مَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَا فِي الدُّنْيَا ثَمَرَةٌ حُلْوَةٌ وَلَا مُرَّةٌ إِلَّا وَهِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ حَتَّى الْحَنْظَلَ. Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma said that you don't find any fruit in this world, be it sweet or bitter, except that it will also be in Jannah. Even Hanzala. Hanzala is wild gourd. So even that will be found in Jannah. But there will be such a variety of fruit in Jannah, different colors, different shapes. There will be so many types and so much variety that people will think, didn't I eat this one before? It will look similar to what they ate before. So it will cross their mind. They will think, perhaps I ate this one before. But when they consume it, it will taste like something totally new. This is only from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in Jannah, people won't spit, nor will they excrete, nor will they blow their noses. So Sahaba radiallahu anhum asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will happen to the waste matter of the food and drink they consume? What will happen to the waste matter? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam told them, it will come out like burps. It will come out like burps, which will smell like musk. In this world, if a person is enjoying any favor, any benefit, and his biggest worry is, it mustn't come to an end. Businessman is experiencing, good times, the income is coming in, he hopes, it continues. Hope it doesn't stop. Hope it don't hit a trough. Hope it don't go into a recession. A person is experiencing good health. His hope is, I hope I don't get sick. So the same fear can enter a person's heart. What if I'm taken out of Jannah? I'm allowed to enjoy it. What if I'm taken out? So Allah, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم, that the people of Jannah will never taste death except the death with which they tasted in this world, and they will be saved from punishment for eternity. So having this knowledge that once a person enters Jannah, he won't be taken out, just knowing that he will be therein forever, this will only enhance and magnify the enjoyment that he is experiencing in Jannah. Now in those verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about a fine dwelling. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about nice clothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about good food, a spouse for life, total safety, and the knowledge that it will remain forever. So all these, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib is saying, it's just the basic needs of a human is covered. In this world, you feed a person, you give him a house, you tell him you're safe, and you tell him it will be like this forever. You'll have your food, you have a roof, you have clothes, don't stress. And you'll be safe, you'll be healthy, and he's happy. Right? So these are just the basic needs of a person will be covered in Jannah. So which person won't want that? But listen, Jannah is more than that. Jannah is more than that. ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. No eye has seen, no ear has heard of, and nor has the image, or can the heart ever conjure up the image of what is Jannah actually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. For you, in Jannah, مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ, whatever your heart desires, whatever a person's heart desires will be for him in Jannah. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, whatever you ask for, you will be given in Jannah. نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. Nuzul is if you're entertaining guests and then you prepare for them something, you know, you make accommodation, you prepare meals for them. So this is called nuzul. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared. Nuzulan, a preparation, min ghafurir rahim, from the most forgiving, the most merciful. There's a hadith. Once, a Bedouin was sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling them about Jannah. He was telling them that one person of Jannah, whilst he's enjoying all the favors of Jannah, he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, you know, I like to do farming. I like to do farming. So he's in Jannah, but he wants to do work. He wants to farm. You get people like that in this world. They work hard whole week, up early, sleeping late. Come weekend, they don't relax. Just relax a bit. You know? Let the mind relax. I can't. You know, I have to be busy. So takes on a hobby, painting or doing welding or carpentry. Goes out for sports or something. You know, can't sit still. So this person will ask Allah that I like to do farming. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, it can only be you, O son of Adam. Nothing ever makes you happy. Nothing ever makes you content. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the grains, the seeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him all the tools, all the fertilizers necessary to do farming. And he will start to farm. And over time, his crops will grow. And it will grow as high as the mountains. So when the Sahaba heard this, this Bedouin Sahabi, Bedouin is a dihati, someone, what you call it, a Bedouin, someone who lives in, you know, they live for the day, they travel, they're nomads, they're not stressed out, they live in their tent, as long as they eat for the day, they're happy, they're relaxed. So he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh Nabi of Allah, the one who asks for this can only be these muhajirun and ansar. You know us, we like to relax. It can only be them. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started laughing. Subhanallah. So even if a person wants to work, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it possible for him. Brothers, Jannah is awesome. Jannah is marvelous. Jannah will be the place to be. But Jannah is not cheap. Jannah is not cheap. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man khafa adlaja. Wa man adlaja, بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَةِ أَلَا إِنَّ سِلْعَةَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who fears that he won't reach his destination on time, he will make sure he leaves earlier. So we got to get somewhere in this world. We fear, yeah, I might not be there on time for the meeting. Let me leave an hour earlier. So I know I'm there. وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ مَنْ خَوْفَ أَدْلَجَ وَمَنْ أَدْلَجَ بَلَغَ الْمَنْزِلِ. And the one who leaves early, he will reach his destination. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, most definitely, the currency of Allah is very expensive. The currency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trades in is very expensive. And the currency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trades in is Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased from the believers in this world, their lives. Meaning, we can't live it however we want. We have to live it how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So if we want to enjoy ourselves, if we want to eat, yes, but there's boundaries. We want to sleep, yes, but there's salah to wake up for. You know, a person wants to fulfill desires, yes, but it's through marriage. So, in this world, a person can't live how today, you know, you have the liberals and those who ascribe to all these different ideologies coming up today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Be what you want, be who you want. You're a man, you can become a woman. It's becoming really corrupt. But this is not what Islam is. It goes totally against the ideology of Islam. Islam teaches that these are the boundaries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We remain in it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has purchased this life of ours. Meaning, we have to love it how He wants. And our wealth. It's not for us how we want to spend it, but how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to earn it and to spend it. And in exchange for this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Jannah. The formula of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is simple. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says towards the end of Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. The one who believes and the one who does good actions. He believes and he does good actions. For him will be Jannatul Firdaus, the gardens of Firdaus, as something prepared by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So beloved brothers, I ask myself the question, and each one of us should ask ourselves the question, if we have not yet gotten onto the train leading to Jannah, then it is about time we get onto it. And if we are on that train already, then there is always room for improvement. A person can never be satisfied. There's always room for improvement. Ultimately, a person will only enter Jannah through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. There's a hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that people, it won't be something to the effect, it won't be the actions of a person that necessitates he enters Jannah. Don't mean that, listen Allah, I did good actions, now you have to give me Jannah. It will only be through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that they will enter Jannah. So the Sahaba was shocked. He said, even you, O Nabi of Allah? And he said, even me. I will not gain Jannah only unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy on me even. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut. وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَدْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَيِّسِ, the intelligent one, مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ, who continuously takes stock of his life. He introspects, daily he's checking. How am I doing? Where can I improve? Where did I go wrong? وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, and daily he does actions for that which will come after death. وَالْعَاجِزُ, the incapable, the silly one, the foolish person, man atba'a nafsahu hawaha, he follows his desires wherever it takes him. Wa tamanna 'ala Allah. And what does he say? No, inshallah, Allah is merciful. So yes, how we love, the ambit we love in is, we know we in this world, we have to make effort. But we also know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us here for effort, but it won't mean that our actions have to necessitate Jannah. And Jannah itself, entry into Jannah, will only be through Allah's mercy. But He sent us to this world to love according to how He wants us to love. So we have to make the effort and hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our efforts. Brothers, if we see this world, then it's impossible, if a person thinks about it, it's impossible that this can be paradise. Some people say, make your life, this life, paradise. No, it's impossible. The angel of death is always hovering above us. Can be at any moment. There's wars, there's corruption, there's bribery, there's theft, there's sickness, there's old age, there's so many, there's hatred, there's fighting. This world cannot be the place, Jannah. So we have to ask ourselves, I ask myself, we know Jannah is there, and we know from this moment till the day we leave this world, we have a certain lifespan left. So I ask myself, O Muhammad, do I want to sacrifice, or do I want to detriment my Jannah by doing things in this world which are against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command? Do I want to jeopardize my Jannah by doing things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes? Life is difficult. Life is a daily challenge. We wake up, we try to do good. At the end of the day, we take hisab, we take account of our lives. And then tomorrow is a different day. We can't live on today's glory or today's achievements and say, tomorrow, I achieved it yesterday. Every day, a person has to be doing more. A person has to be continuously improving. So every moment of our life, we have to ask, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks of me at this moment? And when we make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala our goal, inshallah, then if He is our goal, and we spend our lives making or achieving our goal, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, we hope that through His mercy, He will grant us Jannatul Firdaus bi ghayri hisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the strength and the realization that whatever we are going through in this world, this month of Ramadan is here, and it's a time for us to unshackle the sins that have imprisoned our hearts, have imprisoned our souls. It is time to unshackle those sins that have imprisoned our souls. And to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah, I want to come to you, but I cannot do it. It is only through your mercy and your guidance. And if you take my hand and guide me every step, that I will be able to achieve it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every moment for tawfiq. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our a'mal. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأقاربنا ولأصدقائنا ولمن له حق علينا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نسألك جنة الفردوس بغير حساب ونعوذ بالله من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار يا الله يا الله we raise our hands to you يا الله with total appreciation and gratitude that you have granted us this month of Ramadan يا الله Ya Allah, we are lost, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is that spark in our hearts to come to you, Ya Allah. To love in your obedience, Ya Allah. But we are so weak, Ya Allah, that one moment we feel inspired, and the next moment shaitan grasps us. Bad environment grasps us. Bad friendship grasps us. Our nafs takes us away. We ask you, Ya Allah, to please be with us every step of the way. As one pious servant of yours said, Ya Allah, that I wish for your obedience, but I do not know how to do it. I kindly ask you, O Allah, to be with me every step of the way. Ya Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas in our amal, lest it be on the day of Qiyamah that we present ourselves hoping that we did good, but we find that our actions were devoid of ikhlas. So we ask you, Ya Allah, to please grant every action of ours, crown it with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Crown it with acceptance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this month of Ramadan, Ya Allah, we have sinned so much. And that book which we are authoring, we cannot even remember which sin we did, when did we do it, how did we do it, whether it was in the darkness of the night, the openness of the day, whether we did it alone, whether we did it in company. Ya Allah, we only ask through your mercy, Ya Allah, it is only Allah who can wipe these books clean, who can clean these slates, who can erase these sins from our books. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please clean our books, wipe us our books, forgive us for our sins, erase the books from the evil deeds, Ya Allah, and replace them with good deeds. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, that the one who does good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate him from his sins and will substitute it with good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to please make us from those whose evil will be turned into good deeds. Allah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that take us from this world with iman, ya Allah. Grant us maut in Medina Munawwara, ya Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi, ya Allah. But ya Allah, the main thing is take us from this world whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with us. Do not be angry with us, ya Allah. Do not turn us away, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our tongues be moist with the kalima la ilaha illallah at the time of our death, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the angels come to question, ya Allah, ya Allah, let the questioning go easy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, please widen our graves. In the graves of all those who have passed on, ya Allah, make their graves, make our graves like the gardens of Jannah, ya Allah. Illuminate our graves, please, ya Allah. Let our a'mal be our companions in the grave, ya Allah. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, when it is time to be resurrected, ya Allah, we ask you to resurrect us all. Ma'an nabiyyin, was-siddiqin, was-shuhada'i, was-salihin, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask, we beg to be granted shade under your arsh on the day of Qiyamah, ya Allah. Ya Allah, on that day, Allahumma hasibna hisaba yasira. Ya Allah, that when we come before you, that you tell us, you merely peruse or page through our books and say, go, your Jannah is for you. Ya Allah, make us from those who will be honored to drink from the Mubarak hand of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at Hawd al-Kawthar. Save us from those who will be taken away and he will ask the angels why you are taking them away. And they will tell him, you don't know what they did after you left. Save us from that, ya Allah. And if any of those actions are in our lives, please remove it from our lives, ya Allah. Ya Allah, the time of crossing Pul Sirat, ya Allah, please make us cross with the speed of lightning, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please grant us the honor where all eight doors of Jannah will call us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't please save us from even smelling the smoke of Jahannam before Jannah is ours. Please grant us direct entry, direct route to Jannah, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please grant us all Jannatul Firdaus bighayri hisab, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please grant us the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. The neighborhood of Anbiya, the neighborhood of Sahaba. Unite us all in Jannah, our families, our spouses, our parents, our friends, the community of Middleburg, the whole world, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Every person that will live till the last day, fill their hearts with hidayah, fill our hearts with hidayah, and grant us all Jannatul Firdaus bi ghayri hisab, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please make us from those who will be fortunate to see your countenance on the day in Jannah, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. When the veils will be lifted and the people of Jannah will get to taste the greatest favor, the greatest bounty of Jannah that is seen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please make us from those, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, so many people in this world, so many believers, so many Muslims going through so much difficulty, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. In Gaza, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, in Palestine, in Syria, in Kashmir, in India, in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Africa, in Chad, in Central African Republic, in Libya, in Egypt, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, in Europe, in America, in South America, in Australia, everywhere a person turns, every continent on this planet, Muslims are going through difficulty, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. There is perhaps no food in their bellies, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. There is no water to satiate their thirst, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, there is no medication, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, they are being bombed constantly. They are being imprisoned against their will, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please ease their matters, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Fill their stomachs with food, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please quench their thirst, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please make it easy for them, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Grant them victory against the enemies, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those mothers and our sisters who are in prison, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and their honor is being violated, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please save them, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please free them and reunite them with their families, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Those who are being tortured so mercilessly in ways which the mind cannot even fathom, please free them, ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And those who are the perpetrators, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you, ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to please grant them hidayah, to let the realization enter their hearts what they are doing is wrong, to make them come on this path. History shows people who were enemies then became radiallahu anhum. History shows people who hated Islam and then became from those who were honored to be the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How can we ever destine any person to Jahannam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in control? We ask you, Ya Allah, please open their hearts to Hidayah. And if Hidayah is not meant for them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, then they are your servants. You know best how to deal with them, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, please liberate Masjid al-Aqsa from the Yahud, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Please keep Haramain Sharifain safe always, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. And please grant Hidayah to every person in this world. Let us show them the beauty of Islam through our akhlaq. Let it not be that a person is turned away from Islam due to our actions. Perhaps our business dealings, perhaps how we speak to them, perhaps how we interact with them, perhaps some action of ours. Let it not be that that is a hindrance for them accepting this beautiful message of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, in this month of Ramadan, all those who are seated here, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, everyone's got some worry, everyone has some concern, everyone, something is bogging the mind. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, we ask you to ease their matters, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to fulfill their du'as, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to fulfill all their wishes with afiyah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, to accept all their a'mal, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and all those who have asked us to make du'a for them, we ask you to please accept all their du'as with afiyah, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Wa sallallahu wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.